Spoken Here, dedicated to Ron Unz, Ward Connerly, Pete Wilson, and all the Yes voters. 187-209-227, translated says, "We don't want you here, go back home where you came from." And the only way we do want you here is if you transform yourself. In other words, become the image of our fantasy of an obedient, English-speaking, white-thinking, acculturated, assimilated American. It's for your own good. Sure, you can become an American. You can be one of us. You just have to abide by some simple rules. All you gotta do is forget where you come from, buy the lie, kill yourself to wake up in the American dream, or else. Stop all traditional cultural practices today. Stop all identity connected to your mother country now. Stop speaking any language other than English. And if we catch you speaking a foreign language in public, in school, even in the home, you are subject to arrest and deportation. It's for your own good. See how easy it is to become an American? Just fulfill the image of our fantasy of a docile, quiet, obedient, English-speaking, white-thinking citizen. On second thought, we prefer that you not become voting citizens, so just stay illegal so we can continue to have our scapegoats, okay? Land of the free, home of the brave. Well, see how many options you have? Things will be so much easier once you forget all that bothersome cultural pride stuff, primitive pagan religions, and indigenous languages. Then you can progress, move forward, move toward the ideal, complete assimilation. It's for your own good. Then maybe you can get an education. See, in America, everyone is equal, right? Everyone has the same opportunities to succeed, right? That's what this democracy, this system, this government, this country is based on, right? Equal opportunity. That's why we ended affirmative action. It's for your own good. Because minorities, working people, poor people, they don't need any policies like that. Because everything's equal, right? Racism? Oh, that. Well, you see, we took care of that. It isn't a problem anymore. I mean, maybe there are a few isolated incidences with the KKK in the South, but this is California. Racism's a thing of the past.